So the city of Montreal yesterday decided to announce what the property value or residential property valuations are going to look like next time you have a tax bill to pay. Now, if you heard the story and you heard this number and you didn't fall off a chair, good for you. But if you did, you may have overreacted because remember, property valuation is one thing. Your tax bill is necessarily another. But the number is a pretty big one. 32%. That is the property value increase, and it's going to be sort of phased in over 3 years. So by the time you get your tax bill, it's not going to actually be that big a number.
It still sounds pretty
terrifying.
I know,
it does,
and I
it?
Need someone to talk me off the ledge here.
Unless you happen to own property and thinking, wow, this property I'm in is just going up by about 30, 35%, so that's good if I want to sell. I don't know. Let's find out. Rob Lurie, CTV reporter here in Montreal on this story. So, Rob, it's a big number, but the city went very fairly quickly out of its way to say, don't worry, that's not the reflection of what your tax bill is going to be. That's just property values.
And good on you for your preamble, Aaron, because I spoke to a lot of people who did not realize that. They were just shocked by the number they see. And, you know, so on average, it's 32%. But I was speaking to with people who were at 50%. I spoke to several who were more than 100%. So when they saw the increase, you're right, they pretty much fell off their chair. One woman whose property was valued at 430 last year was now valued at about 630. So that's 46% increase, right? And she's saying, it's really ridiculous when you consider that there's a house on her street that's in better shape for sale for $610 and it's not moving. So a lot of people are having a lot of difficulty making sense of this. But again, the city does adjust the mill rate, but even that's not the greatest thing in the world.
So I understand that Dominique Olivier, who's the Montreal Executive Committee chairperson, says the idea here is they don't want to make it hard on people. They want to make sure that people can pay their property taxes and not have the rate go up too much. So we're seeing the property values go up. Talk to us a little bit, Rob, about how they're going to make that property tax payment less painful.
Well, whenever you're talking about a tax, I don't know if it's,
it's
less
painful.
Because there's still a lot of pain. But what she does say is that it's not going to rise by more than the inflation rate. The trouble with that is that the inflation rate August over August is 7%. Some months, depending on when they go, has been 9%. So we don't know what the rate they're going to use is. But assuming that it's 7%, which is relatively tame compared to a lot of the numbers that we've heard as the Consumer Price Index was released month by month. If you're paying $5,000, that's a $350 increase.
Yeah, that's significant. There's no question about it. You know, the city kind of telegraphed this was coming, though, Rob, in a sense, did they not?
Yeah. Yeah, they came out with something a few weeks ago. I think it was in late September. So we did know that this was on the way, but it's still shocking when people were opening up their mail. And, you know, I want to just come back to what Natasha and I were just discussing, which is, you know, when you add $350 here next to $500 more that you're paying for groceries, if you go to restaurants, those prices are up. If you have work done on your home, those prices are going up. If you fill up your car, that price is way up. You add this all together, and I spoke to one woman who said, look, my life is costing easily $3,000 more this year. And I said, well, what's your salary increase going to be?
Exactly.
And she said, I'm not getting a salary increase this year.
So let me go to a couple of issues here. Number one, and this comes up every time property evaluations come out, right? People look at this and go, wait, there's no way I'm going to contest it, which you obviously can still do here.
And that's, it's such a great point. And the Landlords Association is the first to urge you to contest it. But first of all, it costs you $300 to contest it.
That's
not
for
right.
Most houses. If you have a more expensive house, it's more expensive than that. But yes, you have to pay $300 to contest it. If you win, that money is not refundable. And the burden of proof is really on you. So you have to come well-equipped. You have to show comparable sales in your area to show that the market is not as hot as it was when this was evaluated. Because don't forget, this was evaluated at a time when the market was red hot and the market has since cooled. So you have to do your homework and you have to be prepared to defend your own evaluation.
But, you know, I would say it is worth it, though, when you consider that. And that's an important point to make, what you just said. Now, this happened. This evaluation was done when the market was insane. Remember how hot the market was?
If you have to spend $300 to save $300.
Well, but that's 7% over the course of a year, not just over the course. I mean, depending on how much it is you're going to save, it also prevents you the next time there's an evaluation
from
the original assessment, right?
That's the
point. So it carries on through the years.
You could be saving $300 year over year, but you might be saving $100 year over year, and you might lose.
So it's a risk.
Isn't it crazy though? They don't refund your money if you win. That's kind of ridiculous.
Well, but it's the time and it's the administration and the time. Well, I know, but that's, I mean, hello, bureaucracy.
Why are you defending the city?
Something I want to bring up here is the fact that we're talking about how this impacts property owners with those taxes going up. But often those expenses are passed on to renters, and we know we have an affordable housing problem in Montreal. Has there been any talk about combating that in any way?
Well, you do have the recourse of going to the rental board. I think it's called the TAC now, the Tribunal Administratif du Québec, to fight your rental increase. But that's a pretty cumbersome process, and so you can go at it that way. But ultimately, a lot of people don't want to get into fights with their landlord. They could lose again, so. It's very difficult. And you're right. The landlords are for sure going to try to pass this on.
You know, I'm trying to also understand here. You don't really, I mean, you can go contest it if you want to go contest it. But now if you wanted to use
renters or property owners?
Property owners.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and you're sitting, as I said right off the top, Rob, you're sitting at this now going, wow, they reevaluated my property. It's worth that much more as far as the city is concerned. There's a very big disconnect between that, you know, what the city says it's worth now and the time you decide to try to go and sell the property. We've already seen it happen literally over the last 3 months, and apparently it's only going to get worse. Well, there's another Bank of Canada interest rate hike coming. You think your house is worth, I don't know, $600,000 because the city's evaluating it at that. But as you said with the woman you spoke to, you go to sell it and you find out, guess what? It may be worth $600,000 to the city, but no one in your neighborhood is buying or selling a house for over $450,000.
And you can't find anything else. That's affordable.
And, you know, this isn't the way it used to be. You used to go and look at a house and it was $400,000, but the property valuation
was
could
lower.
Have been like $190,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there was a serious disconnect.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And now it seems that it's the market value. And the other thing that's bothering me about this is that I remember after the referendum in 1995, do you remember how property values fell and houses
sure
were not
do.
Moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did those home values go down according to the city valuation?
Oh,
that's a good point. I guess we could go
point.
Back and check. You're right. That's an excellent point. You know, I was also going
to
ask.
I've spoken to people who have never heard property valuation going down significantly.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, too. It might be interesting to find out. I wonder how many people of those who contest their property valuation, how many actually win their case? Like, what percentage would that be?
Well, so that was a question that I asked the Landlords Association, and they said that, look, given the fact that the market has softened so dramatically, he said, if you do make a good argument, you know, you are going to win. But you really have to show up, and you have to do your homework, and, you know, it could be a 30-minute hearing that you have there. So you have to be able to defend your numbers, showing that that this is what sold in the past couple of weeks in my area. I mean, it's not a slam dunk.
No, there's work. Yeah, there's work to be involved. And I'm guessing at that point, you might want to involve or consider involving a real estate agent, right? If you want to show real numbers and real figures and cite comparables where you live, that's kind of the way to go.
So that's not hard to do. If you call a real estate agent that you know in the area, they will probably give you comparables of what's sold. It's not hard for them to pull that out. You know, but there is work to do. He said, look, there are good chances now that you will be able to win. But don't just show up and give anecdotal evidence. You have to show proof.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you ever have nothing to do, Rob, and you want to find out in the history of people contesting their evaluations, how many actually won and how many lost, it'd be fascinating to know.
Yes, well, my law firm, Lewis & Associates,
okay.
We're working on that.
Excellent.
So,
good to know.
We await the results. Thanks, Rob. Right. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Rob
Thanks.
Lurie from CTV Montreal on, 32% on average property valuation up from what it was last time around.
But let's mention one more time before you fall off your chair and have a heart attack. It is going to be phased over 3 years, and they're trying to keep it at the rate of inflation. It still sucks.
Which, as he said, is still right now, was it 6.9% as of today? But who knows what it's going to average out on a year, but it's still a lot of money at the end of the day.